tomorrow night in Pittsburgh. Blackhawks coming off a 4-2 win over the Canucks yesterday. This sports update brought to you in part by the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company, with two full-service convenient locations in Jacksonville to serve you. Farmers State Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC. It's a Monday morning, the 23rd of January. I look to my left, and who do I see? Hello, I thought you had a new T-shirt.
Hello, darkness. No, I was going to wear my mermaid shirt, but I decided,
Mermaid shirt.
It's too cold.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
So, was it as nice in the climes down south as...
79 to 84. It was a hot day on Tuesday last week.
Oh, yeah, I bet
the warmest place in the U.S. We just happened to be there last Tuesday.
Why is it when you take off, you go there, and then next weekend, I'm going to take off and go to Dubuque? That's cold.
Well, I could say something, but, I'll be nice. It's my first day back.
By the way, if everything goes well, I will not be here early next Monday.
Monday.
Because I'll be coming back, perhaps, from Dubuque.
The 30th.
Yeah.
And you're planning on sledding and skiing and doing all those snowy sports while you're up north? Are they planning on any of that weather?
They don't have snow.
Oh.
That's,
I thought you said they always have snow.
I know, they do normally, but not this time. I don't know.
Just skip the snow this year. They get a lot of rain in the summer. That's the problem with that area in Iowa, isn't it? Don't they get a lot of...
No.
Flooding? Is that not the area in Iowa that seems to get a lot of rain?
They have in the past, but I think it's because they're right next to the river. But no, it's not exceptionally wet.
Hmm.
They're kind of like us. They go through stretches.
Yeah. We've been up to Cedar Basin area.
Mm.
Seemed like every year the river was way high and flooding and stuff. But this year, I don't know.
It's because all of it's flat out there. There's nowhere for the water to go.
I got to say, when you're on a plane and you're landing and you're looking out and there's blue water and a lot of evergreens in Florida, really. There is a lot of evergreens.
Why?
I don't know, but there is.
Do they have Christmas lights on it?
No. Palm trees and all that. And then you come back to the Illinois area and you see lots of squares from the plane. Look down and it's just a lot of brown squares down there.
There's going to be farmland eventually, but not right now.
There's not a lot of green around here right now. But we are in F words. Is that what we've been doing this month?
You certainly have been.
We had the E's last month. Now we're in the F's. Let's do this one. Five-letter word beginning with F, as in Friday, meaning a restless excitement. I've got the perfect clue if you don't get it.
A restless excitement, five letters.
Yeah, five-letter word beginning with F, as in Friday, meaning a restless excitement.
Yeah. No, that's six. No, I don't know.
You want to hear my clue?
Sure.
Cabin.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. A restless excitement. You get a...
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
243-4351. I'm going with that anyway. 243-4351. If you can tell me what today's F word is, and you haven't won in the last 6 weeks, you're eligible to play. You're playing for a lunch buffet from Bogey's Cafe, 1904 West Morton Avenue here in Jacksonville. You'll stop by here within 3 weeks of the date you win. We'll give you a gift certificate. You take it out to Bogey's Sunday through Friday, 11 to 1:30. Five-letter word beginning with F. Good morning.
It'd be funny.
No, it's not. Thanks for trying. 243-4351. Can you tell me what today's F word is?
Is it fever?
It is a fever. And who is this?
Betty Bruce.
How you doing today?
I'm fine. Thank you, Karen. Glad to have you back.
Well, thank you. And Betty, you got it. It is fever. You stop by the station sometime in the next 3 weeks. We will give you a gift certificate for you to take out to Bogey's.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye bye.
I got the fever.
That's all I can think of, and I need more cowbell.
I need more cowbell. Christopher Walken.
F E V E R, fever.
Does your bank understand you,
your family,
your finances,
your dreams?
At People's Bank and Trust, we do. We are professionals who are ready to help. So whether you run the family finances, search for the best available rates, or simply have big dreams, we have financial products to fit your needs. I'm Jody Vollmer, and I am your bank, and I can help you with your dreams. Simply call, click, or come by any of our 10 convenient locations. People's Bank and Trust, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Cloud computing isn't just for the birds. It's become a valuable part of business technology. Hanson Information Systems can help your organization save money on hardware investments and improve accessibility by utilizing cloud solutions. Call Hanson today at 726-2400. Hanson, your partner for information technology.
Did you bring back gifts for the staff?
When we were on Facebook with people and they were like, we'll bring back sunshine. And how nice could it have been on Saturday when we returned?
But you weren't back yet.
Yes, I was.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. I brought that sunshine. It was okay. All me. Me.
You know, that I'd almost accept that as dreary as it's been.
And everybody was like, oh, it's beautiful. And I'm wearing my coat going, this is cold still.
Wah.
I know.
I may be doing the same thing in a couple of weeks because not next weekend. We're next week going to Dubuque, but in like 3 weeks, we're talking about Texas.
Ooh, seeing some grandbabies.
Yeah, we're going to try to do it in a couple of weekend stints.
Try to skip the crazy tornado stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I know. You think of in our area, so it's really odd, no matter what, I think January anywhere in the U.S. to have tornadoes like they were having yesterday in Georgia, Mississippi area and stuff. But you can't plan ahead, no matter what. my vacation dates are here and here and here, and you go and hope for the best. Looking ahead of time when we were planning this trip, and it was like, 70. I think it's just January. That's going to be awesome. And we got down there, it was like 80 every day, so... It was nice. We had one rainy kind of day. But when you plan out a month, you get it and you hope for the best. We were leaving the day before the ice storm, which my understanding never really got.
No, it never got too nasty. Thank goodness, but it never got nasty.
But we met a family member who was flying out of St. Louis on Thursday and flying back Sunday. And I guess they grounded all the planes in St. Louis Saturday. So there was more nastiness down south than we got, but
that is true.
Yeah, you can ruin a trip that way.
That is true. The farther south you went, and you didn't have to go south. You get down to the southern part of Greene County, and they were at that point. But for us here, it was a bunch of basketball games canceled on Saturday. Could they have been played? Yeah, perhaps. But then you had teams coming up from Calhoun.
I was going to say, driving on buses on
Greenfield,
ice.
And you don't want the kids out there in that, yeah.
Well, we had a lot of branches down in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Things that apparently snapped in the cold, but that's, I figured it wasn't the ice holding them down or anything like that, because everybody was like, it's not really happening.
We have a new dog.
And its name is?
Luna.
Luna. Okay. It's another...
You were looking for something weird.
Well, you always name your pets, and I'm not... No, everybody has a thing about naming their pets.
Uh-huh.
You always name your pets after characters.
My wife.
Okay. She always names her pets after characters from films or, or movies or something like that.
Harry Potter's the general.
Luna. She's so is the dog remind you of Luna?
No, she is actually she's been a wonderful
dog. A little ditzy.
it's a rescue dog from Paws. It's a mix of we think.
And it's not dachshund.
No, maybe it's corgi and German shepherd. I'm not sure.
Corgis are so cute.
About 26 pounds, and it's probably as big as it's going to get.
Okay.
But it's just a real friendly dog, real nice dog. Last night I was so impressed, she came downstairs to kind of indicate to me, hey, dummy, I got to go outside. To which, after staring at her for a few times, okay, don't bother me, okay.
Oh,
wait a minute, there's something
good
more.
Dog,
yeah.
Good dog, good dog. Bad owner, good dog. That's usually what it is.
The whole time she's going, boy, he's dumb. Boy, he's dumb.
Let me out. Come on, let me out. Luna. Well, that's a good name.
Yeah, she's a real friendly dog, and we haven't heard her bark yet.
Really?
Whines every once in a while, but...
Because corgis have a tendency to be a bit barky or tell you where they want to go and what's happening, but I had a Shetland sheepdog, the little, and... She got to be yappy in the beginning, and then after a while, it was like, she's much better. But in the beginning, she was very talkative. Mm-hmm. Now I have a cat that's part Siamese. She likes to talk up a
schizoid.
Storm. It's like, oh,
they're schizoid.
Just be quiet. No.
Siamese
cat. I tell my cat, no. Well, she's not Siamese, but they talk a lot. They talk a lot.
I know what you mean.
We got back from vacation. She hadn't seen us for, 10 days. And that she thought she would tell us everything she thought for at least 3 hours from 1 to 4 in the morning. It's just like, oh, my gosh.
Shut up.
Do you want to slide? Because I'll put you out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, got to love your pets, though. Mm-hmm. You don't get them if you're not going to.
No,
do the whole thing. But
and we didn't know, please. This is one of those crapshoots. I mean, when you have a either a full-bred or, miniature one you can identify, you can look up the characteristics and get a pretty good idea of what you're
Well, we didn't know with ours. It was like, oh, guess what?
This one came from Metropolis.
Mm-hmm.
Superman.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you could have called her Supergirl or something.
And somewhere along the line, I thought I read somewhere where previous owner might have been named Poncho. I don't know. It's the only thing I know about the dog. And when we got her, they had temporarily named her Ren, which isn't a bad name.
Yeah. Star Wars.
Oh, I was thinking more of Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, no. Star Wars. See, they were trying to get it something new and popular. So,
but anyway, and she's pretty much acclimated herself to Luna.
Mm, very cool. And that's tricky. We got our pet at the... I'm not sure exactly what it's called in Springfield. Mm-hmm. And we went in, and I found one that I thought was beautiful. It's like, oh, I want that one. And you're in the room, and they let you play with it. And that cat wanted nothing to do with us. And it was like the fur and the eyes and all that. I was just... And David's like, well, let's get three cats out and just let them wander around. After a half hour, the cat that was sitting on his lap was the one we went home with.
Because
you still want to get a pet that wants to be around you. We come home this weekend, and I'm sitting there, and for like 3 hours straight on the couch, this cat is sitting right like up by my face. And I'm thinking, see, this is how we picked this cat, and now it's annoying, but we let the cat pick us. And I think with picking your pet, don't just go in and go, I like that one.
Yeah.
You need to interact with it a little bit.
This is Debbie's dog, so she's the one that walked in and experienced two or three dogs at once.
Yeah.
For someone, a dog that was, for lack of a better term, polite. And this dog was polite.
And size-wise, that's always personal, too, because you want either a horse running around your house or a little tiny dog yapping around your house.
But, and to some extent, you don't want them to play. You don't want them so they're not playful. Well, she's acclimated herself pretty well. She is fairly playful. She gets along with Ella, or Ella puts up with her. I don't know which.
Somebody will be the dominant one eventually.
Yeah,
so.
Oh, yeah.
Well, of course, and you got that at pause.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Worked out real well.
Good, good, good.
We're pleased with the experience all the way around.
And you weren't the person right before Christmas who said, hey, let's get that rabbit. No.
Yeah. And then, after about a week and a half, you're going,
thought into this.
Well, we're traveling for the first time with her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This weekend.
Now, are you thinking kennel or just... Let her run around in the back, or you think she's going to mellow?
No, when she runs around, it's not in the back. She runs around.
So
we've had a couple of experiences with that already. So she does return.
They're safer.
Yeah.
When you keep them protected.
Thought about doing the invisible fence, trying to figure that out.
I don't know. Never did it.
Yeah.
My dog just stuck by me the whole time when I was. My problem is I've had the perfect dog. So it's hard to go out and get another one. So.
Isn't that the truth?
I went to cats, and they're totally different. It's a different
Our perfect
situation.
Dog was probably Maya, which would have been our second miniature dachshund.
Mm-hmm.
And she ran into some back problems and then passed away. But she was a sweetheart of a dog. And you're right. You get to that point. And that's great. Then we had Norbert.
I was going to call him Philbert.
It's Norbert. That's right. He was cranky Uncle Norbert. But he was. You couldn't look cross-eyed at my wife, and he was there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
see, that's
very
good.
Very protective.
That's
which,
good.
To that extent, that's the only reason you're sticking around.
And he looked at you the same way.
No. And he just reached up and he'd bite me. And then
really?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Well, that's a little aggressive.
He was
more than overprotective.
Mm-hmm. There were times when Norbert was a lot of fun, but those were far and few between.
And again, he thought the same of you.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Although he thought that of everybody, except Debbie.
Well,
Debbie,
you know.
Leanna Wynn, my brother-in-law, and my nephew.
Really?
For some reason, all four of those
had no problems.
Had no problem. And there are others in the family that he just terrified.
Now, I've heard people say, you know, oh, you got a mustache. You know,
Even
I know with children, but they also say that about pets. Oh, he's wearing a hat. Uh-huh. You know, there's certain things that, I don't know. I think it's just the evil you emit when you're in.
Norbert was anything different, he was not crazy about.
Hmm. So you were just a little different, were you?
Apparently.
I'm seriously afraid of large dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's your dog or somebody else's dog.
Yeah.
If I'm standing there and this dog just, here I am running into the room towards me, I don't even want to put my hand out.
No.
You stand there and wait for a second. They're going to sniff around you and then you put your hand out. But it's not all pets are kind to all people.
No.
And I just don't necessarily want your 200-pound dog running towards me in the living room going, hey, he's nice, knock you down.
And bluntly, if you have a dog or you're meeting a dog for the first time and you stick your face in its face they don't know you, you get whatever you deserve, because all the way from a huge lick to a bite in his nose, you don't do that. That's their space.
And like you said, with looking for dogs as well, it's just easier if you let them find you.
Yeah.
I thought that one cat was beautiful. Not that my cat I have now, I don't think it's pretty, but that one was the one I went, through the
complex
cage. I like that one. Yeah. She doesn't love me.
That's why she was talking to you.
That's what it was. Yeah. Why? How dare you leave me? Yeah. We had people come in and check.
Mm-hmm.
She just happened to be allergic to cats. So.
So she checked briefly.
She had food and water, but I'm not petting her all day.
I'm done.
Pet sitter.
Okay, so are you in the mode, or are you...
I don't know. I read a little bit of the paper this morning to get back into reading, because you would be surprised how little you do when you're out and about. You just don't sit down and read every day, or at least I didn't, and I still need more glasses. I think I need to go to an eye doctor. I just need to do it. Get it done, over with. Just put them on and
bite
wear
the bullet and go.
Yes.
Okay.
Or people need to write things bigger. That's all there is to it. That make it even easier.
I had one of those over the weekend. Speaking of that, I was downloading an app or trying to download an app, and it had this thing, go by terms of privacy, blah, 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 blah. And I'm trying to read this, and I can't blow it up. I can't open it up. And I get reading glasses. I get magnifying glasses.
What am I agreeing to?
Yeah.
And in the end, you still hit okay.
Oh, yeah.
And now they're emailing you spam. No.
Probably. They haven't emailed me anything. That's a weird part about it.
We went to a pharmacy down south, and in every aisle, they had a large piece of plastic magnifying glass.
Let's
see.
So
if you wanted to carry shampoo or whatever over to the thing, you could read it. Every single aisle had one that was hanging in there.
That is Florida.
It was Florida.
Okay.
Exactly. Have a good Monday.
All right.
Thank you. Coming up, we'll have a look at your weather forecast. Hopefully there's 90s, 80s. No. Anyway, we'll have that. We'll have Jacksonville Area Pulse and Market Call. Stay tuned.